Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815. Daniel Carer is our new friend and our guest this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel is a nationally syndicated columnist on small business. He's the founder of a company called BizBest Media Corp, and he's been talking about small businesses and thinking about them and working with them for a long time, and he's one of the America's leading experts on entrepreneurship, and he is the author of a brand new book called The 2004 100 Best Resources for Small Business. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you on the show, and I'm excited about what you're doing because small business owners need this kind of help. They need to know, they need information. They don't need a lot of, sometimes they don't need a lot of dialogue. They just need to ask a question and, where do I find this? And they need to be able to get it and get it quick. And go check it out.
I think you're exactly right, Jim. It's something we call saltwater syndrome. If you heard the old childhood riddle of water everywhere, but not a drop to drink,
right.
It's kind of like that for information with small business these days. There's so much out there, but it's so far hard to find the information that's good. That's right for any particular business in any particular area. As you know, you go over it day after day after day, and the internet has been a wonderful tool, but It's worsened the problem in many ways because it's made information so accessible. It's just it's time consuming to get online and look for resources and try and find, hey, I need this, I need it, I need to find out about incorporating my business, or I need to find out where can I get good deals on this, or how to resolve a dispute, or 100 different things.
For consumers of information, these are the best of times and these are the worst of times.
Exactly.
Because if you want information, if you want to know something, you can find it these days. That's the good news. The bad news is that there's so much out there that you gotta weed through some of the stuff. And so that's the reason it's always good if you can find some kind of a condensation of what you need. And that's what I like about what you're doing, Daniel, is you're helping people to boil some things down, and as you build your brand, as you build this thing into what I think it will be, where I think it will become a pretty important brand with small business, people will start relying on you to cut to the chase and to give them what they need.
That's exactly what BizBest is all about. We are a non-commercial entity. We don't take advertising, sponsorships, paid listings. It's all about providing the best information that's out there for the small business owner, whether they're in the startup stage or whether they're well on down the road. Everybody has needs, and they need solutions. They have troubles that they face on a day-to-day basis. We're very practical-minded here, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We think in terms of, okay, I need an answer. I need it now. I need a solution. I don't need it tomorrow or next week. I need to find out about how to build a trade show, program, or
right.
I need tech support here. I got to get a payroll system going, or, gosh, we got a presentation. How the heck do we do that? And BizBest is all about finding the best solutions in every one of those and hundreds of other categories, kind of doing that research for small business owners that they don't really have time to do themselves.
Is this the first edition?
This the 100 Best is kind of a spin-off of a flagship product we have called BizBest Connections for Success, which is kind of a bigger ring-bound directory, and we've had that for a while, and we had a lot of demand for kind of a more of a BizBest light version of it, I guess, more of a mass market, something a little more portable, a little less expensive, something you can put in your pocket and carry around and just flip through and it's a print-based product. It's a book, after all, but we think it has a lot of advantages actually over going online. As good as the internet is, if you've got something, you can just flip clip in and find in a matter of seconds. It actually beats going online and having to click through.
Well, this is the first stop before the internet. You go here and you find somewhere to start here,
and you
go to those sites and then you move on from there. But I want to go over the table of contents. I think it's important that we orient people around this thing a little bit, folks. First,
sure.
He's got several sections. He's got a startup section, a management and training section. There's a technology and internet section. There's one on sales and marketing, good for you. There's one on operations, money and finance, communications. There's a human resources section, government, import, export. There's a troubleshooting section here. So you've broken it down, and you also have it broken down by alphabet by the people the organizations you've included. But basically, what you've done is you've created a little bit of a catalog here of disciplines, similar to the way we've done our brain trust, the way we do our archives and our articles. You've broken it down into a catalog of disciplines, so to speak, so that are pretty intuitive. I mean, people say, okay, I need to hire somebody, I need some help. So we go to the page and we look for human resources, and then you get them started in your book. You get them started for a place to go there.
Yes, I think you hit it exactly. They are intuitive. They're the areas that people need to go to. It's all about making it easier for people. It's all about working smart these days because, you know, competitive situation, the overload with information, so many things coming at people. You need to work smart. You need to work efficiently, and it's built around being able to do that, break it down into categories, give it alphabetically. But you're right, it's a starting point. People get there, and they say, okay, you know, we analyze it for them. We give them, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of these resources, how to find them. That's important, how to find them. You know, just basically, here's the website, here's the email address, here's the phone number.
Right.
For people to take the next step to get the help that they need. That's often what's so difficult.
Right. Now, Daniel, I want you to think real hard on this. If you had to name one entry out of these 100 best, what would be the number one entry in your whole book what would you like to recommend to us?
Well, you're right. That absolutely is a tough one.
Think really hard, Daniel.
Well, we have a small business advocate in there. That would be very near the top of the list.
Really?
You know, there's one organization we really love, and we mention them all the time as well, which is SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives.
They're good folks.
You know, we just think that's a great organization. They're national. They're all over the place. You can get your own personal business counselor for free. You know, that's pretty tough to beat, and you can, you know, meet with them face-to-face. I think that's a wonderful program for an awful lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess they would have to be number one, right?
Well, you know, we don't actually rank the resources. You know, there's 1 through 100. We consider them all to be equal.
Work with me here, Daniel. Work with me.
Well, you know, if we want to rank them, let's put them on top. That's fine.
Okay. And then number two might be another company, another organization that maybe you know about. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. When we come back, I'm going to get Daniel to help you find information, how to ask questions, too. That's an important thing, and I think he might have some things to say about that. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. Stay with us. Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Me on vocals. We got a new friend, Daniel Carer, on the show with us. That's him on drums. And he's the author of 2004 book called The 1,000 Best Resources for Small Business. It's by BizBest Connections for Success. Daniel, why don't you tell us about your website and tell us where we can find your book?
Well, website is bizbest.com, oddly enough. BizBest.com. It's available there. You can get it at Amazon.com, places like that. We certainly love to have you come to the website. We also have some free reports that are basically pieces of the book that you can download and take a look. And
we like free around. We like free.
Yeah, free is a good word. We like that. You know, we use that. We tell people, you know, when they're looking for research or when they're researching organizations, when they're asking questions, you know, don't avoid free.
Right, you know? Exactly.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. There's some tremendous organizations. We mentioned one before, that SCORE, that's free. Places like the Kaufman Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership, they have this EntreWorld, you know, they have a lot of free resources. All Business Advocates got a lot of tremendous stuff. Places like Small Business Development Centers.
I've heard of those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, folks, let me spell Daniel's last name, K-E-H-R-E-R. If you're typing that into Amazon or any of the online search engines, K-E-H-E-R, Daniel Kehrer. And the company is, again, the website is bizbest.com. And I appreciate you including us in this in the book, Daniel. That was a nice thing to do.
How could we miss you guys? I mean, you're one of the top resources in the nation for small business, so people need to know about you, and as well as other organizations. Some business owners, you get a little bit of tunnel vision sometimes when you're operating a business. You're hunkered down in there and forget there's a tremendous amount of help that's available out there on everything, whether you're, you know, government contractor. We mentioned some things before. You need to hire an intern, for example.
Right.
How do you do that? You know, you want to do some email marketing.
You've got a lot of good people in here. I recognize a bunch of folks in here who are outstanding resources. And, folks, what I like about what he's done here is in maybe two-thirds of a page, average probably, in each one of these, he's netted out what these organizations stand for, what their best features are. He's even got a little rating system here, a little 4 or 5 star rating system for like focus on small business, easy accessibility, responsiveness, vital to your growth, value, cost, longevity, payback, etc. He's got a list of those things, and so he really nets it out for you, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted you to tell you about him. And not just because I'm in the book, which kind of that didn't hurt your chances of getting on the show, Daniel. I got to be honest about that. I mean, I personally would never do something like that, but I have people who do that for me.
Yes, I understand. You're not,
Daniel. I want to talk for just a minute about how to get information, because that's what this is all about. And one of the things that I'd like to talk about is the way people look for information, and especially the way they ask questions about what they need and take advantage of frequently ask the expert type of things. One of the troubling things to me is when I get a question from somebody and it's obvious that they want me to do their work. That's very unfortunate, isn't it?
It is, and you know, we get some of those questions too. I think a lot of people do.
Let me give you, pardon me, before you go on, I'm going to turn it back over to you, but I want to give you an example.
Yeah.
I want to start a restaurant. Where do I buy my food? I promise that's a real question I got one time.
You know, starting a business is not an easy thing. That's probably what people need to understand from the beginning, is that nobody's going to do this for you, and you've got to have the mentality of, you know, I'm going to make this work, and it's going to take some hard work and a little sweat equity to build this thing, and people aren't going to deliver things for me. So you got to be realistic about it, certainly when you're looking for resources, and you need to be practical about it, and you need to do your homework in advance, because it's hard to know really what you need until you figure out where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the big things that people need to do is, for example, getting that business plan going. It's been said, you know, a zillion times, it's so, so important to put down, you know, on paper what it is you're trying to do, and part of that is where you're going to get help to do it. So one of the things we also preach on here is expanding your boundaries. When you start thinking about where am I going to get help for this, you don't need to just think about your own neighborhood, because the Internet has opened up the entire world for you as a business owner to find help for a lot of different things. Let me give you a quick example. We were doing some banner ads ourselves, just little Internet things, mm-hmm. you know, to put on. And we were looking around for places to design it. And by the way, you know, we use a lot of the things that end up in our book, because we're
right.
a small business ourselves. We've been through the ringer with a lot of these things. That's why we can write about them. And we found a little outfit that had tremendous customer service. They were there on a spot. They turned around quickly. They were cheap, and they were based in a little town in Switzerland in the mountains.
I'll be darned.
You know, but they were great.
Yeah.
And so,
Daniel, I want to stop you because we're coming up on the end of our visit, but I want to ask you if you'll come back and do this again another day. We've got more to talk about.
You know, we'd love to. We wanted to talk about resources. There's thousands of them. We'd love to give people some specific places to get help in all kinds of areas. So, yes, be happy to do that.
I hope you will. And also, folks, I want to encourage you to think about this book as a Christmas present. I think this would make an excellent holiday gift for your the entrepreneur in your life, and give it to yourself if you want to. It's called the 100 Best Business Best Resources for Small Business by BizBest, and Daniel Kara is the author. And don't forget BizBest.com. Daniel, thank you for being here today.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Appreciate
we'll see you next time. Have a good holiday. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.